T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's 9:30 in 716.
It's a story that tugs on your emotions. An 88-year-old man, a 60-plus-year marriage, and an 86-year-old wife who lies in a nursing home in both physical and emotional pain, suffering from dementia.
Now, it's my understanding, sir, that you're pleading guilty under Superior Court Information Number 42911 to the only count thereof, which is assault in the second degree in violation of Penal Law Section 120.05, Paragraph 2, which is a Class D, as in David, violent felony. Is that your understanding as well?
Yes, Your Honor. He took a hammer to his wife's head, and he tried to kill her. He tried to end her life. And I have a responsibility to society where I can't allow it to happen.
Martin Turkowitz went to Garden Gate Health Facility in Cheektowaga in September and visited with his wife. She's not the same woman he shared a life with, raised a family with, shared a decades-long romance with. Rita Turkowitz had been robbed of all that by dementia. But Martin made a fateful, horrific, and tragic decision that day. He would place a towel and sheet over his wife's head and strike her repeatedly with a hammer in an attempt to end that pain. He left the room and told the staff what he had done. It was an easy case of attempted murder, says Erie County District Attorney John Flynn. Nothing easy about it, though. Thursday, a plea deal was presented and accepted in court.
Mr. Turkowitz, it's my understanding at this time that you wish to waive your right to an indictment and consent to be prosecuted by a Superior Court information. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, Your Honor.
You understand that you have
Martin
right
Turkowitz, looking like anyone's dad or granddad, shaking slightly, quietly, but complete clarity, answering the judge's questions and pled guilty to second-degree assault. He could be in jail for up to 7 years when sentenced in February and will be under the care of family 24/7 until that time. He'll have no access to his wife, with the two exceptions of Thanksgiving and Christmas, if that can be worked out.
This is obviously one of the most difficult cases that I've had in my 10 months here.
D.A. John Flynn, visibly moved and troubled by the ordeal of Martin and Rita Turkowitz.
On the one hand, I have an 88-year-old man with an 87-year-old wife who have been married for 65 years. They've been together. They've raised a family here in Buffalo area for 65 years. He was a veteran. He was actually honorably just discharged early to come home and care for a blind son. He worked his whole life, never had any run-ins with the law at all, was a model citizen, was a churchgoer, actually volunteered at his church. And his wife then gets sick. And his wife gets dementia. She goes downhill rapidly. In addition to that, she has numerous falls where she's now in and out of different rehab facilities for falling and having different injuries because of her falls. So not only was he caring for her and she's suffering from the mental dementia aspect of it, but she's also suffering physically from the pain from her falls. And obviously he couldn't take it anymore. Obviously, he said to himself that my wife is not living a life that she deserves to live. And he then, you know, even as he cared for her for all these years, it's ironic that he cared for her even at the last minute too, in the sense that he put a blanket and a sheet over her head. So he wouldn't, I assume, so he wouldn't make a mess of her. you know, again, though, but so I have all that on one hand. And then on the other hand, I have the fact that he took a hammer to his wife's head and he tried to kill her. He tried to end her life. And I have a responsibility to society where I can't allow it to happen. I can't allow a precedent to be set here and to just let him walk free. Because do you realize how many elderly couples we have here in Buffalo? Do you realize how many elderly couples are in nursing homes suffering from dementia and Alzheimer's? And how many elderly couples have a spouse who has cancer or who has some disease that is debilitating them? If I allowed him to just walk home, that would set a precedent that it's okay to do that. It's okay for an individual to say to themselves, you know what, I feel that my life's wife deserves to be over, or my husband's wife deserves to be over, so I'm going to take it upon myself now to do what I think is right. I can't have that. So on the one hand, I think I'm being merciful here because I'm allowing him to plead to the assault. I've got an easy case of attempted murder here. I could prove that case any day in court. But I'm allowing him to plead to the assault, where he's only facing now 2 to 7 years, vice 5 to 25 years. I don't want him to die in jail. But he has to, I'm going to recommend jail time. Because he has to pay for his crime, but at the same time, I don't want him to die in jail, and I have some compassion for what happened. And quite frankly, while I have to recommend jail, my biggest concern is that he can't do this again. So I'm actually more concerned about that than I am about jail time in this case. Obviously he feels what he did in his heart is right. So nothing has changed from that standpoint. If I just let him walk out here and go see his wife whenever he wants, he could do it again. And I can't let that happen. So I have insisted as a condition of the plea that there's an order of protection in place where, temporarily until sentencing, where, you know, he can't see his wife. However, the family asked me if I would be okay with allowing him to see her at Thanksgiving and Christmas, and I am. So I've carved out in the order of protection here language that says that he can visit her as long as it's supervised by a third party, not a family member. So they've got to pay for Catholic Charities or someone to escort him and go see his wife. So I don't want him to keep him from him over the holidays. So that's my biggest concern, is that he doesn't do it again. He posted bail. So yes, I could have asked the judge that now he's pled guilty to increase the bail, but I didn't do that. He's been out for the past number of months. He's been staying with one of his daughters, and his daughter, has ensured that, you know, that he hasn't, you know, at least she's ensured me that he hasn't seen his wife. So as long I got the order of protection in place that, you know, he can't see his wife, except I've carved it out for Thanksgiving and for Christmas. So I'm satisfied in that regard that he hasn't violated this yet. And you know, then whatever the judge does as far as sentencing, you know, then I'll live with that. There's precedent in the sense that, you know, this office had a case a number of years ago where a gentleman killed his wife who had dementia. In that case, though, the facts were different. First of all, he killed her. Okay, in this case here, he didn't kill her. Quite frankly, she was out of the hospital in a couple of days. I mean, she was fine. I mean, she had a broken, you know, fracture of the skull here, but I mean, she was, like I said, out of the hospital in 2 days. In that case, though, you know, the individual killed his wife. They were arguing beforehand. They were, you know, they had long arguments going on. You know, so there was some animosity there, and you know, so that case, he got 18 years in jail. But this case is different. There was no There was no arguing here. Well, no arguing at all here. There was no animosity here. He truly felt what he was doing was right for her. And obviously the biggest difference in that case is that, you know, he didn't kill her. So I'm going to look at every case individually. I will look at every case as they come in here, you know, on their own. So I'm not going to, you know, have a cookie cutter approach to it. So I will look at every case differently. And if I think that mercy is warranted, I'll be merciful. But at the same hand, I can be merciful on one hand, but I can still pursue justice on the other hand. And I think I've found the balance in this case. I hope I have. You know, if the family is concerned for their father, obviously, you know, they're concerned for a mother, for their mother too. You know, they're in a tough spot. I mean, they obviously love their mother, but they love their father too. I mean, I feel for the family. They are in a very difficult spot here, and they're living through this tragedy here. And I have the utmost respect and compassion for the family, and my thoughts and prayers are with everyone involved here. It's very difficult. This case has I was agonizing over this case last night. I have agonized over this case for a long time on what's the right thing to do here. I've second guessed myself. Should I recommend jail? Does he really deserve to go to jail here? I've second guessed myself and asked myself, am I really doing the right thing by saying that? So I've been tormented by this case. I have really thought about it long and hard, and I have I think I've found the right balance here, where I didn't make him plead the attempted murder when I had a clear case of attempted murder here, and I allowed him to plead to the assault, which gives him the opportunity, the defense, to argue to the judge no jail at all. I mean, he could get probation here, with mitigating factors here. So I've given the defense the opportunity to argue to the judge, no jail here. Again, I'm going to recommend jail, but so I think that I found the right balance here, but it still doesn't make the decision any easier.
Sentencing for Martin Turkowitz is February 8th. Prison time to be recommended.
That's 9:30 in 716. We're back tomorrow with another edition from the studios of WBEN Buffalo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.